Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we are joined by special music guest, Air Sound. Guys, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hey, doing well. I'm super excited to talk to you guys. You are a talented duo, and I wanted to ask, you know, for our listening audience, where did you guys first meet? How did you guys first form as this group?
It goes back kind of a while ago, like 4 or 5 years ago at this point. We were introduced kind of over, like, online through a mutual friend. Like, we just had a mutual friend that, you know, went back kind of far, and he knew that we both, you know, played music and just kind of thought that we would both be interested in what each other did. So we were sort of introduced, I believe, like, over Facebook or something like that. So we started messaging and kind of started sending each other music back and forth, and just kind of always had a, you know, found common ground there until, you know, about a year from that point, we decided to kind of collaborate on a song. I sent Alex a song, and she sang on it, and then, you know, she was doing videos and had put in a call to me to, you know, come out to New York and, you know, shoot the video for it, and that was out there for, like, you know, a couple of days, and we just kind of formed, like, a tight bond, and always stayed in touch until, you know, I'd say another year goes by, and then we talk on the phone again, and kind of, you know, our situations lined up, and we spoke about, you know, maybe me making the move out to New York and, you know, collaborating further on some music that she was working on, and pretty much I've been out there ever since.
Very nice. You guys recently released a 6-song EP, and that was back in August, and you guys have been, you know, it's been picking up some steam. It's a really good album. The title of the EP is Merge. I was wondering if you could tell me just a little bit about the meaning or the significance behind the EP's title.
I think that Dane kind of just went through, you know, how we met and everything like that. So, like, coming off of that question, we felt like naming the EP Merge kind of just made a lot of sense, considering the two of us kind of merged together from opposite ends of the country. And, you know, it was the first time we were able to collaborate kind of as, like, a 50-50 songwriting project. So, you know, Merge just kind of felt like the word that, you know, kind of sums up everything.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, that totally makes sense. So, you know, with this being your debut EP, what was it? I mean, tell me about the writing process on the album, like creating this album. Did you find that it was quite arduous, or did it kind of flow easily? What was kind of the process of things with this album?
I don't know, I wouldn't say that there was anything, like, particularly, you know, too hard or, like, any crazy roadblocks. I just know that we had a lot of, you know, big goals, you know, starting out and going into it, and a lot of ideas, and it's a lot we wanted to accomplish, you know, musically, sonically, and stuff like that. So, you know, with that came a lot of, you know, experimenting and, you know, a lot of trying new things and thinking outside the box, and, you know, a lot of just different songs would come from that until, you know, we found our groove, and that, you know, took not, I wouldn't say too long, but, you know, we definitely did take some time to, you know, really try everything until we, you know, came up on the songs that became Merge. So, you know, we write in a lot of different ways, but, you know, like she said, it's just really 50-50, and we just go into the room, you know, with all our ideas and just put it all out there on the table. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So initially, released the EP, it was streaming exclusively at Pop Matters. What was kind of like the deciding factor of you guys releasing exclusive streams through them initially?
Well, we just kind of felt like that was a cool place to put our music, you know, as far as everything that they stand for and post, and we really dig their site and stuff, so, you know, they're interested in streaming the EP, and we were like, hell yeah, that'd be an awesome thing to do, especially before putting it out. It's always cool to give everybody a taste of just of what you're buying beforehand. So we just felt like it was a good fit.
Very nice, very nice. Okay. Now, you you also self-produced the music video, some music videos for the EP. I was wondering, what kind of, I mean, there's, so, not to pigeonhole artists, but sometimes, you know, artists, you know, they're masters of the craft of music, but with video, not so much. But this, your videos are amazing. And I was wondering, what kind of went into the making of these music videos? Because I know that you've done yours, but you've also done, you did the music video for Ray Hodge as well. And so,
yeah.
So, with your producing of music videos, what kind of goes into it? Do you find that the work comes easy? Is it just kind of an extension of your gifting?
Yeah, it's definitely something that just kind of goes hand in hand with the music, you know? Like, I started doing music videos a few years back when I realized how important they are to have when you're in a band, and I was like, you know what? I'm the one that is envisioning everything, so why don't I try and give it a go at making that come to life? Because no one's really going to know your vision as much as you, so that's kind of why I started. And then from there, I've just kind of picked up doing, you know, other bands' music videos as well, and just cool projects that I think, you know, that I believe in, that I kind of can see what they're going for, and collaborating with them. And the music videos for this EP were all pretty much came, like, you know, just right naturally, one after the next. Like, it's not so much work when you love it, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. You're so right. Your music, a lot of people dub it, you know, alt pop or alt indie. It's so eclectic to me. It's, you know, it's hard to, I couldn't just pigeonhole you guys. Or just label you one thing. when I listen to your music, it's so eclectic. And I wanted to ask, who are some artists or bands that you really look up to that have kind of helped to shape and define your style?
When we get asked this question, you know, we listen to so much music, it's really hard to even narrow it down to just a few. Because like I said, we had a lot of goals and a lot of different things we wanted to mesh together when creating, like, our sound. So, you know, we always kind of just like to say, you know, everything from, like, Death Cab to Kanye West, you know what I mean? There's a lot involved there, so it's really hard to narrow it down, for me at least, personally. I know we both kind of feel that way.
Yeah, that's the spectrum.
absolutely. Hey, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Yep. So your single "Do It Over," that was actually the very, very first song that I heard from you guys before I streamed the whole album. But "Do It Over" is a really, really good song. Obviously, you picked it as your single. Tell me a little bit about the song. What does it mean to you?
Well, the song kind of came out of a place that was a little bit, I don't know, slightly depressing, I guess. I was kind of going through a breakup and, you know, kind of started there. And then the song itself kind of morphed into just kind of, like, the chorus being more of an attitude. Just, you know, I guess this is growing older, you know. You're going to go through shit and that's it. Like, that's kind of just where it went.
Absolutely. Your music is, you know, it's, I feel, because like you said, with Do It Over, you know, life is arduous. You're going to go through stuff. You got to get over it.
Right.
But, your music, I mean, you know, all of your songs, you know, have different meanings, different stories attached to them. But for a person that's listening to your music for the first time, what's the biggest takeaway that you want them to get from your music?
Hopefully something is positive. You know, I think we can agree that, you know, there's definitely, you know, when we write, it just comes from a very personal place. Like, it's very diary, you know, ask in that way. Like,
but, you know, some people can pull, you know, the literal theme of a song and, you know, relate to it in a very specific way. Sometimes people can relate it to their own life in their own way. Like, I just think, you know, ultimately just turning a negative into a positive is what I would like people to get out of the music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And for somebody that, you know, is going to attend, like, one of your shows for the first time, what can they expect from your live show?
Well, they can expect a lot of people to be wearing white, because that seems to become our thing, so that's pretty awesome. We've only played a few shows so far, but during those shows there's been a lot of awesome fan interaction, and just, you know, it's a different vibe live. You can listen to the CD and you can stream the music, but when you watch us play it, it's a much different experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine so. Is there a tour for you guys upcoming?
No tour planned at the moment, but we're definitely going to be playing more shows into 2017.
Okay. Very nice. So I want to kind of go back to this, but you actually produced the music video for artist Ray Hodge, who we interviewed just a few weeks back. Is that something that you do, like, that you did because Ray is a friend, or can other artists contact you for their video production need?
Yeah, I do videos for a lot of different artists. I have, my website is alexisanramon.com, and on there it's just all the videos that I've done, and, you know, ways to contact me if anyone was interested. But I obviously love Ray Hodger from the same place, and we have played a bunch of shows together, and he's actually sung on a song of my old band. So he is actually a friend, but I definitely do many different types of videos for many different people.
Very nice, very nice. Okay. What is on, I guess, you know, you hail, you know, while, you know, Alexa, you're from, you know, New York, Dane, you're from California, and those two styles definitely mesh very, very well. Would you say that being from those particular regions of the U.S. have helped to kind of define your style?
I think probably, yeah. I think, like, maybe even more so than we, like, acknowledge, like, you know, personally all the time. Like, you know, we're from the two hubs, I like to call it. So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of different music and fashion and just, like, culture.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Like, you know, you've got the two hubs. You've got New York and California, and they're, you know, when people think of, you know, the U.S., they think about both, you know, both places, so.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like for you guys? You recorded your EP at Voodoo Studio. What was, you know, the process like of tracking and doing all that stuff? Was it, did it come pretty easily, or was it, did you have some arduous days?
I don't think there were any too hard days. I think we really just had fun with it. Again, there was a lot of experimenting, and just we were lucky enough to have the option to really try a lot of different sounds and mess with a lot of different cool pieces of gear, and you know, really just form out, you know, the exact sounds we wanted for these songs. So, you know, it was just kind of really exciting in that way.
Very nice. Okay. Do you think you'll return there to record, you know, future albums?
Yeah, probably. I mean, anything's possible. We're definitely down. We had a great experience there, so. But we're also open to working with, you know, anyone that really is passionate about what we do.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So, your name, I think, is really, really iconic. I love your name, Air Sound. And it was one of the things that kind of stood out to me, because, you know, when I saw your name, I clicked on your single, and I listened to your single, and I was like, man, these guys are really, really good. And I know it's super cliche to ask, you know, where the band name originated from, but I am curious. Tell me about your band name, your group name, and kind of how you arrived at it?
Well, we were just kind of in the process of figuring out what to call us because Dane and I decided to become a project, you know, and in that comes all the details. So we had a few days of brainstorming and just kind of, you know, making lists of words that we really liked and just stuff like that. And then one day we were driving and I remember Dane was just like, "What about air?" And I was like, "Huh?" And I thought, you know, he meant A-I-R. And then he was like, "No, like H-E-I-R. And I was like, "Huh, I really like that." We both kind of just kept saying it out loud. And then we had to figure out, you know, what our social media would be. And everything kind of points to, like, to air sound. You know, we went through air music, air band, this and that. And then air sound happened. And we're like, "Oh, we'll make all the socials air sound." And then all of a sudden we're like, "You know what? That should just be the name, air sound, that kind of." And there it was.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, it goes together so, so well. I mean, it's, you know, I like it. It's really, really cool. It's a cool name.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So what is on the horizon for you guys? I know that, you know, you just released this EP the beginning of August, and I know right now you've also released, I think, 2 or 3 music videos that go with the EP. Do you guys have any projects, other projects in the works coming up?
Actually, yeah. I mean, we're always writing, you know, when we can, and we've definitely been like staying ahead of that and just, you know, continuing to experiment with our writing and, you know, take it as far as we want it to go because, you know, we're always just growing there and stuff. So over the past, you know, few months, we've more or less been working on, you know, what's next for us. You know, it could be an album, but we're kind of figuring that all out right now. We just have a lot of songs that we really love, and we're going to keep writing, and all that stuff will come about when it does, I guess.
Awesome. Okay.
Can't say too much.
Very nice. Very nice. I was wondering, where can our listening audience find out more about you guys and keep abreast of what you're doing?
There's our website, airsound.com, that we pretty much update all the time with everything and anything that we're ever doing. All of our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything is at airsound, so you can pretty much find us all there.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Awesome. And guys, I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to thank you for coming on our show today, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Yeah, we'll let you go first. Go for it.
No, I was just going to say thank you to anyone that follows us, that listens to the music and could connect with it. You know, that's half the reason why we do what we do, is so that other people can connect to what we kind of go through and put it into a form that's accessible for everybody.
Very nice.
Yeah, completely agree with what she said. Really just appreciate everyone who takes the time and kind of digs into what we're about. We just really appreciate all those people, and thank you for having us today as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Shout out to the Air Squad.
Air Squad.
I love it. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Guys, that was the group Air Sound. Make sure to check them out. We'll put a link to their website in the body of this post. You can also purchase their album, the newest EP. Is out now. We'll put a link to that in the body of the post as well. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone or your mobile device. Download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play as well as the iTunes Store. You can download the app, search our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll be able to stream this interview with AirSound. Android users, have no fear. We're also available on the Google Play Store. You can just go to Google Play Music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Air Sound. You can stream it live. You can download it. You can share it with friends, like it, leave comments, all free of charge.